Hello and welcome to Ilani Talks, a podcast focused on redefining self-care and love for your mental health. I'm your host, Ilani Salcedo. Throughout the podcast episodes, I share my own experiences while others feature some truly wonderful guests. This week's episode features just myself. Throughout it, you'll hear what it was like creating a new season by listening to all episodes of season one, what's been added for season two, like a rebrand for the Ilani Talks website and more, and where my self-care and mental health are during this recording. Hi, beautiful people. This is episode 11, but the very first episode of season two. I am so excited to begin a new season of Ilani Talk to redefine self-care and love for your mental health through the conversations I have when I come on episodes like this and others with my guests, as hopefully most of you know. If you haven't been around here, the first season wrapped up in July. It finished with 10 episodes, and during that journey, it was just so great, and it turned out so much better than I could ever expected. In this episode, I will be speaking more of what to expect on season two, what I did in preparation for this new season, how season one was for me, and all that good stuff. To begin this, I want to talk about the production side of making season two possible. What I did was go through all the episodes of season one and re-listen to them, not only because I definitely wanted to hear what I wanted to improve and just hear my growth throughout every episode, because there was absolutely so much growth and so much more confidence in the conversations and the way I spoke and the things I spoke about that really came out during each and every recording. So I went back to all the episodes. I listened to them. I actually created transcripts that I didn't create in the first season. That is something I will be including in my show notes on the Ilani Talks website. Those show notes or those transcripts will be available for each and every episode from the very beginning, for those who maybe don't have the time to listen to the episode when it is published, or, you know, you have a hearing impairment, or whoever comes across this is able, each person is able to indulge in a way in these episodes and the messages that they bring. I have to be honest, I was a little nervous to listen to the episodes and the recordings of them. Not that I didn't do that while I was producing them, while I was planning to publish them back then, but I think I was going in more as a listener, although I was transcribing it and making sure that the wording was correct and all those things. But it was definitely like, I don't know if I want to really listen to my voice again. I haven't listened to these episodes in a while, so it was definitely fresh new eyes. And one of the things that I noticed, and one of the things that allowed me to bring season two to where it is already, and how I know that it will evolve as the episodes continuously be published, is that I felt that I was very vague and not very specific. While I think indirectly my message always comes across, and the energy that I put into this, I hope that it's felt of like love and heartfelt and meaningful conversations, but there was like an underlying doubt that I wanted to not have for this season, especially on episodes where it was just myself. So I noticed that, and I worked really hard. I've connected with amazing people so far during these last few months, and it just has definitely grown myself as a person, but also myself as a podcaster. So that is one thing in season two that I hope that you're able to get from it. When it comes to self-care and being okay in my own mental space, I think re-listening to the first season was a form of that. Sometimes when we're doing the work, when we're recording as podcasters, when we're trying to get things together, especially if we're doing it by ourselves and don't necessarily have a team, we could get really caught up in all the technical stuff that we might not be able to really hear all the time, even though we're listening to the episodes all the time. but really hear what's being said. So that was a form of self-care for myself in order to come to my best self for the second season and beyond. I'm not saying the growth stops here. I think with every season that I'm able to produce, I will find different things that need improvement, need growth, but that is definitely a form of self-care for myself and what this podcast is all about. When I began the work for Ilani Talks, well before the debut in March of this past year, I was so incredibly nervous to do it. First off, I think I've definitely grown in terms of like using my voice and communication, but that doesn't come easy. It has become easier because of this podcast, absolutely, and I'm so grateful for that. But sometimes it doesn't come easy to communicate in that way. So while I was so nervous to begin it, there was just this calling in me for the longest of times to produce this, to put this out into the world, to connect with people. And one of the things that I've come to really, really love so far is as I was putting out every conversation, more people were reaching out to me than I even expected. Like, I didn't even expect people to reach out to me to be on an episode or know more about my podcast or just like really love what I'm putting out there. But some of the people and some of the guests that I had in those episodes were people I knew personally that I reached out to be part of an episode. Other people I knew personally, yes, but they reached out to me and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So that was so exciting. And then I had people who I just didn't know that we were able to connect and they really had a message that I felt was important to share and for themselves. When it comes to my guests, I do my best to not only share that this podcast is used to redefine self-care and love for your mental health because it looks different for every single person. And I hope that no matter what episode you listen to, you hear something different because self-care is not a cookie cutter. Self-care is what you need and figuring out what you need. And all those components are completely different for each person, but there are tools that do work in order to find your own level of self-care if you're looking for it as well. So going back to what I look for in my guests in general is to offer that space to share their story, whatever the topic may be, but also get that topic in the conversation, even if it's not said, this is self-care and this is self-love and this is what I do for my mental wellness. Not everything is going to be worded like that, but there's so many things in life that we probably do on a daily basis or on a situational basis that is a form of self-care. So I strongly want to make sure that these episodes, while maybe not everyone will resonate with each and every single individual one, but at least as a whole, as a podcast, as a medium, as a source, for you to listen to, that when you listen to something, even in this podcast episode, me explaining this, maybe it makes you realize things. So that is my absolute goal. And I move forward with that energy as best as I could always and in everything that I really do. Now, I've been talking a lot about self-care and love for your mental health. And of course, that is all that this is about. But I do want to speak a little bit about where my own self-care and my love has been currently and how my mental health is. This year, 2020, has been a lot for many reasons, as you probably know. It has shifted a lot on a global level, on a country level, on a personal level for each individual. I do hope that you have been able to take care of yourself and are healthy as you possibly can. And that if you have found any difficulty in this, you are definitely not alone. I cannot speak for every single person or anything like that, but I just hope that you're able to find one thing that you could absolutely be grateful for out of this year, because I feel like that is definitely possible, even if you feel like it's very, very tiny. There is always something to be thankful for. So I am truly affected by external forces and everyone else's emotions in spaces with them, on social media, whatever people are posting and stuff. And because of everything that was going on, of course, there's this anger and this anxiety provoking content and all these things. And I noticed how much that was affecting my well-being to the point where I was just crying every single day at some point. And then I made the choice, I'm going to get off social media. Well, yes, I'm running my own brand at Ilani Salcedo and doing this podcast. I wanted to dedicate my time to be useful if I was going to be using social media. But anyway, so when I took that break, I noticed how much, while yes, social media could be something that's valuable, gives you information, but that's not the only place it's at. How I get information best is not through watching stories on Instagram or reading someone's post. Sometimes it could be inspiring, but depending on the content, sometimes that's not how it gets across to me, or it just affects me too greatly on a negative level. In order to take the news of what's going on in the world, what was going on with the protest, the pandemic itself, and all those things, is by reading. That way I'm able to digest it well. Just because everyone uses one medium doesn't necessarily mean it's for me. And this is a message to you as well. Just because everyone surrounding you is taking information the way they are doesn't necessarily mean it's best for you. So if you need to tell someone and put boundaries, like, listen, I know you want to share, I know that you want to speak about this, but maybe take in consideration that this is a lot for me, or the way I take information is like this, so maybe we could compromise and, you know, speak in that level, or, you know, whatever it is that you need, try and figure that out. For myself, if I read things, I'm able to digest it better and really delegate how I get my information. Because if I'm watching posts, if I'm watching videos, if I'm listening to audio clips, like, that just overwhelms me and throws me off my game. And that is not good for my mental health. It gets me extremely anxious. I'm usually not an anxious person at all, unless it's like a situation, but I just don't want to be in that space that could constantly be there when you're glued to your phone, when you're glued to the news. Like, that's just not for me. If that's how you deal with it and that gives you peace of mind, cool. But when it comes to my own self-care and love and my mental health wellness, it is so valuable to take a step back, breathe, try to take the information as best as I could and what serves myself, and just moving along with that and an acceptance that not everybody does it that way, but that's how I'm able to show up better for whatever situation is going on, you know? Since I just talked more of the first season and the journey of that and what it's brought to the second season, and, you know, my self-care and my love and my mental health and all those components of myself, I want to speak a little bit about season two. So season two is finally here, which, again, I am so excited to bring you these episodes. Each episode is like each conversation that I've had with guests and the ones that I'll be sharing with just myself. Like, they're just so amazing. And I know that as these roll out, these will bring value to whatever this podcast is supposed to be. I believe that no matter what it is that you want to do, as long as you're doing it from a place that's from your heart, it will expand more than you could ever imagine. And again, I saw that in the first season, and I don't doubt that that'll come from the second season, but I'm beyond excited for that. I created a new website, a rebrand to the Ilani Talks website, which I'm so excited about. And if you follow me on Instagram, there's also like a rebrand there, just because I love that part of marketing and stuff. Like, I love design, I love graphics, I love creating brand colors to stick to, I love creating brand fonts to stick to, and just creating this cohesive image that really not only looks nice, but also helps me put my message out there a lot easier, at least for myself. Like, that really, really works for me. I've also started a newsletter, and that newsletter will be going out a few times during the month. I don't want to give too much away because I do definitely want you to subscribe to it if that's something that you feel like you want to. It will have more information about guests and about me being a podcaster in general and anything going on with myself in the podcasting world. So if you want to sign up, you could go on ilanitalks.com and you scroll all the way to the bottom of the homepage and you'll find a subscribe button that you could click, fill it in, and you'll be right in the newsletter. It's really something I enjoy, so I hope that you're able to join me on this journey. Yeah, I mean, I don't have too much more to say because this is more of a recap of season one, how re-listening to the episodes really opened my eyes to what I want to improve and where I have improved along the way, and also what season two is going to bring, how my self-care is today, and how my mental health is. I am luckily doing really well on this recording date. I have struggled a bit with depression throughout these last few months, but I am very aware of when those underlining feelings and the underlining reactions or the way I'm being of when that like kicks in or could get to its worst, or at least it's worse for me. So I'm very aware of that. I am making sure that I have rituals in the morning and in the evening to really keep me grounded. That's so important for me. Like I said, I am extremely sensitive to the external world. So keeping that as a constant thing in my life is so beneficial to everything and anything that I do and how I show up in my relationships as well. I've been doing that. I hope that you enjoy this episode. Please, if you like to contact me, you could contact me at ilanitalks.com and just click our contact form. Or you could find me at ilanitalks on Instagram and just send me a DM. I hope you join me on this journey. I hope that the following episodes for this season really brings you the things that you need. And I am so excited for you to listen to the rest of these episodes and the wonderful conversations with guests. Thanks for tuning in this week to Ilani Talks. Refer to the show notes for details discussed in this episode and more about me. To get in touch, send a DM on Instagram at Ilani Talks. And if you enjoy this podcast, visit ilanitalks.com to sign up for the newsletter at the very bottom of the homepage. By signing up, you'll receive exclusive information that only subscribers get. Until the next one, with all my love, Ilani.